The last meditation we will use is called the Book of My Beliefs. In this meditation, we will use the natural tendency of our body to repair. We will try to wake up a self-healing mechanism to heal. This meditation is not a substitute, like any other meditations, for treatment. The reason of this meditation is not to run away from reality, but to use the power of positive thinking to help your body to heal itself. I will use just one statement as a sample for this meditation. But I want you to remember that this is your meditation and you can use any statement you want as a statement of your positive and negative belief. One interesting thing to remember about this technique: you shouldn't use this technique more than once a day. And when you change your belief, change it fully and completely so you don't have to come back to this meditation again. Today we're going to use this statement about your disease and about you being sick. So again, I'll ask you to lie down and relax. Make yourself comfortable and start breathing like you usually breathe when you meditate. So please inhale, exhale, and let it go. And I will ask you to imagine that you're lying down in the room where there is nothing else except for the book. And this is the book of your beliefs. And you're opening the first page, and there is a statement there. I have cancer, and it's very hard for me to heal. And you look at this statement, and you feel really scared. You feel horrified. And you remember the day when doctors told you about this bad news, and you remember how you were waiting for your blood results, your mammogram results, your CT scans, and you remember that feeling of fear inside of your body, inside of your soul. You're terrified and you don't like this feeling. So what you're gonna do, you're gonna take a red pencil and you're gonna cross that statement. It feels good, but not enough. So I'll ask you to take that page out of Book of Your Beliefs, and I want you to destroy that page any way you want, as violent as you wish. You can throw it into the garbage, you can throw it into the fireplace, you can cut it into little pieces. You can destroy it as violent, as angry as you wish. Feels good, isn't it? And now, we're gonna open a new clean page in the Book of Your Beliefs, and I'll ask you to write a new statement. And the new statement will be very short, and it's gonna be absolutely opposite to the first one. So you can say there's something like, although I do have cancer, I'm gonna heal myself with the power of my positive thinking, Western and Eastern medicine. I'm gonna use all power of the universe to heal. And not only you're gonna write it, enjoying every letter in that statement and enjoying the statement itself, you're gonna start imagining yourself being strong, being healthy, having a a lot of energy, having a good appetite. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and admire yourself, thinking, wow, I look really good. I want you to feel it. I want you to believe it. There is a saying, when we believe in something, we see it. When we see it, we believe in it. So the logic of following meditation is to reprogram your mind and also to send this strong, positive, good message to the universe so the universe sends it back to you. The example I offered you just is an example. You don't have necessarily to use that same sentence or that same statement. I actually want you to come up with your own. And today you may work on being healthy versus not. Tomorrow you can work on something else. You can use different statements and different beliefs. It could be something about your relationship, about your weight loss, about your appetite, about your financial situation. You don't have to use and you don't want to use the same statement and the same technique again and again. You do one at a time, you change it, and you never come back to that. And now I'm gonna leave you alone with the music as a background, and you're gonna write and rewrite your beliefs.